It's the Coffee Black Show. It's the Coffee Black Show. It's the Coffee Black Show. The Coffee Black Show.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Coffee Black Show. This is your host, R-E-G-G-I-E, and I'll be on this here, M-I-C. How's everybody doing? Is everybody doing all right? Is everybody doing A-okay? Whoa. Yeah, it is Saturday, September the 11th, 2021, and it's my anniversary of my birth. That's right. And last episode, man, I popped open a bottle of champagne and fell asleep, wasted it in the bed. Man, look, man, check this out. I was listening to some music the other day, right? I love music, okay? Besides food, I love a lot of things. I love movies, I love music, I love food, I love electric bikes, I love electric cars, I love football, the list goes on and on and on and on and on and on. Then it gets specific. Like, when it comes to food, I love Italian food. When it comes to music, I love funk music. When it comes to, sports, I love football, you know, American football. I should say that because you say football, people, you know, this broadcast goes all over the world. And some people, football is soccer. You know, so we gotta, you know, be more specific, you know. So anyway, I'm listening to a streaming radio station, right? And a song came on that I haven't heard in a while. Now, mind you, this song I liked ever since I heard it the very first time I heard it. This song, well, let me put it to you like this. You ever listen to a song and you think you know the lyrics and you think you know what the song is about, and it's not about that at all? I know you have. We all have, you know. There's some songs that we jammed to when we were younger, and when we got older and we really listened to the lyrics, and we like, whoa, that's what they're saying? Yeah. I had one of those moments. I was listening to this song, and, well, let me break it down for you. I was listening to a streaming radio station the other day, and I heard a song. I really didn't pay the lyrics any attention. I just jammed with it like I always did, you know? Then, at work, over the intercom system, the you know, they play Muzak. Muzak is where, like, if your song was a number one hit, they put it on Muzak, and I think it was top 40 maybe, you know, throughout the years, throughout the decades, and they will play it. And when they play it over Muzak, because it's when they play it over Muzak, they the artists get paid, you know, they pay the artists a whole bunch of money to allow that song to be played over Muzak, to be played over, like, your store radios and all this. So the song came on. I'm working. I'm busy working. Song comes on. And usually when I'm working and I'm listening to music, I pay very close attention to the lyrics then, for some reason, I don't know. why, but I do. So I'm listening. I'm like, what? Wait a minute. No. Wait. Hold up. That is what. This is what the song is about? And I'm like, whoa. Hold on. No. Come on. And I was mind blown. I was mind blown for the rest of the day. Yes, I was. Because for years, I thought I knew what this song was about. I remember when it first came out. I remember seeing the video when it hit MTV. Yes, I'm that old. I remember MTV used to have this song in heavy rotation. I remember when MTV, you had to pay for it, you know, sort of like HBO, you know, you had to buy it, you know, yeah, you had cable, but then you had to pay the extra to get the MTV. I remember them days, man. I remember the days when Kurt Loder was a VJ on MTV. Yeah, but like I said, man, this song was in heavy rotation. I used to like the song. I love the song, and I'm gonna tell y'all what this song, the name of the group and the song, right after this break. Y'all know what time it is. It's time to go pay to bills. It's time to go pay them bills, man. So yeah, be right back. Hold on.
Hey, gotta get me some of that cornbread today.
Screaming Holla Cornbread. Mm-mm.
We go wild.
Yeah.
Sleigh bells ring. Are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight. We're happy tonight, walking in the winter wonderland.
Hey, Snoop, shut up, man. It's too early for that. It's still September.
What's up, folks? Hey, if you are a fan of the Coffee Black Show and would like to help support the podcast, head on over to buymeacoffee.com/thecoffeeblackshow. You can leave a one-time donation or a monthly donation. Again, that is buymeacoffee.com/thecoffeeblackshow. We certainly do appreciate it, and keep on listening.
Black coffee, no sugar, no cream. That's the only waiver that I need on my team.
Try, folks. I'm back, man. Let me tell you. Okay. Now, the name of that song, the name of the song is, well, let's go with the artist first, okay? The artist that done the song was Genesis. I was a big Genesis fan. And then when they went solo and did their solo projects, I was a big fan of their solo projects. One person in the group that really, really was really a good songwriter, and that was Peter Genesis. Peter Gabriel. You gotta give it to Peter. Peter wrote some songs, man. Peter wrote some songs that had you like, you know, like one song he did was Sledgehammer. I never put two and two together until years later. Anyway, let's get off that. We'll talk about that some other time. But yeah, Genesis. And the name of the song is Mama. Yes. Had me. Look. I'm going to tell y'all like this, okay? That song for years and years, I thought I knew what the song was about. I thought the song was about his mother, his relationship with his mother. Yeah. Yeah, I thought the song was about the relationship between a mother and a son. You know, how, and I'm going to tell you what did it, okay? There was one set of lyrics that stuck out to me. And it was, "Now I can't keep you, mama, but I know you're always there. You listen, you teach me, mama, and I know inside you care." Okay. Now, back in the day when the song first came out, you know, they from Britain, man. They talk funny. You know what I'm saying? They talk funny. So, you know, I half-heartedly listened to the other lyrics, you know, but those lyrics stuck out to me, and I'm like, man, this is one of them heartfelt mama songs, you know, like Boyz II Men, Mama. And you know, it's just one of them songs, man. It's just one of them songs. Mama means everything, man. Mama. So I'm at work the other day, and it comes on over the speakers, and I'm like, yeah, that's my jam, man. That's my jam. I'm working, and I'm listening to the lyrics, and I'm going along with the lyrics, and I'm like, whoa, this ain't one of them mama songs. This ain't one of them mama songs. No. This dude is talking about a woman. That's one reason why I don't like songs. I don't like to use the term "Lil Mama." What's up, Lil Mama? Nope, don't like it, cause you ain't my mama. Okay. Funny thing, man. Me and some guys were talking, and they was like, "Man, yeah, man, I like it when my baby called me daddy." And I'd be like, "Your child? No, my woman. When she call, when we in the mood, when we getting our groove on, she calling me daddy." No. Stop. That will be a major turnoff for me. For you to call me daddy. Oh, hell no. You might as well. We in the groove, we in the mood, we in the groove, we getting our groove on, and you call me daddy, that is a major turnoff. I just get up and leave. Yep. And won't come back. Don't call me daddy. I'm not your daddy. I hate that term. Just like I hate that term. Look, call me whatever, I don't care. But, you know, them terms, man, I just don't sit with me, you know? Because, number one, I'm not calling you mama because you ain't my mama. There's only one mama. There's only one person that gave birth to me. And that person I will call mama. It's not a cute little term of endearment. It's just not cute. is down to me, it's downright creepy. It's downright ancestral. Ancestral, is that like outer space? It's downright incest to me, okay? I mean, mama, that, no. But yeah, this song, man, this song was not a mama song. I thought it was like one, like Boyz II Men. You know, mama, you always love me, you know, or say that. Don't you know we love you, sweet? Say that. Daddy, I thought it, you know, it was, I was like, dang, man, you know, the white community, you know, the pop community got they little mama song, man. God dang, I love a mama song, but nah, dog. It wasn't that. It was, and I was just mind blown. It just shattered my whole little world, man. Yes, it did. Ever since back in the early 80s, mid 80s, whatever, man, that song used to, you know, I would hear that, and that song would come on the radio, and I would blast it, especially when it got to these lyrics. Yeah, when it got to the lyrics. Now, I can't keep you, mama. I felt like, you know, mama was dying. You know, mama was dying. Mama was leaving. Mama was leaving the earth. But I can't keep. Now, I can't keep you, mama. But I know you're always there. Mama, you're leaving me. You're dying. But I know you're always going to be there. You know? You listen. You teach. You listen to me when I got problems, mama. You teach me how to solve them, mama. And I know inside you care. You care about your baby boy. You know, you die. You leave. That's what I thought. No, bruh, this song was like, man, confusing. And you know what? That's how it is with a lot of songs, man. They wordplay, baby. They used that wordplay. They knew how to get. Ah. And you know what? I think that's what's missing in the music business today. That's what I think is missing in the music today. They don't know how to wordplay. They just want to go direct. Like, one of Prince albums. One of the last ones he did before he died, in it he had this lyric, yeah, I beat my sword into a plow. You know, who writes like that, man? Who don't nobody do that no more? Don't nobody. And I had some people go, oh yeah, there's some people that write like that. Really? Where is that? Because still, until this day, that one Prince song, If I Was Your Girlfriend. You know, and people back in the day took it as, oh, man, look, I told you he was gay. But no, if you listen to the lyrics, man, he was saying, you know, this girl had, you know, a best friend who was a girl. They did everything together. And Prince was just asking, if I was your girlfriend, would you, you know? Cause you just, but hey, but then again, there's, hey, but man, to write a song like that, you know, because, you know, apparently old girl, but yeah, man, I'm like, there are some songs that are like, but man, wordplay. That's one reason why when I was younger, I guess I'm maturing, because back in the day I used to do some I love wordplay. You know? I love wordplay. I'm sorry, folks. I'm sorry. I'm doing a little bit of gardening. Got some house plants I needed to spray with some water. Keep them lively, you know, and but yeah, man, where's the wordplay? Where is the wordplay? Where are the artists with the wordplay? Everybody want to be so direct now, you know? Everybody want to be direct. Everybody, you know, which be tripping me out, because that's just like foreplay. I guess with the generations, man, because see, these young kids, they don't like foreplay, man. They just want to go get it and get right down to it. I'm like, foreplay, let me tease you a little bit. Tease me a little bit. Like the song, tease me, put me in the mood for love, you know? But that's what it is. It's not love anymore. It's just straight sex, man. People just straight sexing it up, you know? But I'm old school. Tease me, you know? I mean, you cute and everything, but tease me. That's just like, I never understood porn. Never. There's no foreplay. There's no. It's just straight to it. No. You know, but anyway, we ain't gonna talk about that. We gonna go on, man. We gonna go on. That song had me all messed up for years. I thought it was a mama song, you know. I thought it was one of them songs he sang to his mama, you know what I'm saying? But nah, it's a mama song. It's a mama song. It's a you know, but had me gone, man. Had me gone at work. I was like bugged out all day. I was talking to one of my coworkers, James, man. I was like bugged out all day. He was like, he was cracking up, man. He was like, dang, you never knew. I was like, nah, bro, I thought it was like a mama song, you know, a mama, one of them mama. Oh, but yeah. Hey, yo, people. Hey, I want to say thank you for stopping by and listening to the Coffee Black Show. Thank you for taking a little bit of time out of your day to spend a little bit of time with me. I appreciate you. I certainly do. Hope you come back and listen to the Coffee Black Show again. If this is your first time to the Coffee Black Show, why don't you hit that subscribe button if you are enjoying what you're listening to. And again, thank you for your love and support. And until next time, love, peace, and chicken grease. This is your host, REGGIE, and I be on this MIC, and I will holler at you later. If it's God's will, tune in next week and enjoy. Peace, y'all. I'm out of here.